Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Kevin from Scituate.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how we guys doing?
Good, good.
We're doing great. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions, Kevin. They're all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I guess so.
Today is National Mean Girls Day. What do the plastics wear on Wednesdays?
pink.
Oh, acting like you didn't know.
John Bon Jovi returned to his high school where the auditorium was named after him. Which state is Bon Jovi from?
Jersey? Oh, that's Springsteen. Jersey. We'll go Jersey.
Sabrina Carpenter assured an online hater that she sings 100% live at every show. Name this Sabrina song from just the opening lyrics. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Oh. Who is that?
Question number four. Her name is Sabrina Carpenter. She sold out the TD Garden for tonight if you were looking for something to do.
Oh, man. I'm a little busy, but we'll go Mistake. Call that one Mistake.
Question number four. Sean William Scott turns 48 today. He played the character Stifler in which popular movie franchise?
American Pie.
That's more in your wheelhouse.
Yep.
Question number five. A concert film from Olivia Rodrigo's Guts World Tour will air on Netflix on the 29th of this month. Name the boy Olivia's breakout song, Driver's License, is about.
We're back out of the wheelhouse.
God, my daughter's screaming at me at home right now.
All right, let's get Kennedy back.
Kennedy!
Let's just move on. I don't need you stumbling through this.
Kevin, you got great energy, though. I love it.
Joe Jonas.
Okay, good guess. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Kevin from Scituate, who we love to death. Kevin is a former prison guard, and now he works in repair. He repairs treadmills.
Nice.
I was going to say, that will keep you busy for the rest of your life. Because everybody has
keeps you running.
I'm saying.
Kevin, you have a very jolly misdemeanor for a prison guard.
Well, I'm retired, not a prison guard anymore, I got to be in it.
Yeah.
it's good to be back with you guys, too. It was about 3 or 4 months ago I was on with you guys, so it's good you guys have me back.
Oh, good to have you.
Thanks for sticking around with us. Kevin got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are tough, though. You ready?
Yeah.
Today's National Mean Girls Day. What do the plastics wear on Wednesdays?
Pink.
Tied at 1. John Bon Jovi returned to his high school where the auditorium was named after him. Which state is Bon Jovi from?
New Jersey.
That's cool. I would like that.
Oh, wow.
I would like that. But it'd be like 4 different high schools. Maybe 5. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Sabrina Carpenter assured an online hater that she sings 100% live at every show. Name this Sabrina song from just the opening lyrics. Take a listen, Kennedy.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. I have no idea.
Oh, all right.
Please. Not a carpenter?
No.
Please, 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 Kennedy. We are tied at two. Question number four. Sean William Scott turns 48 today. He played the character Stifler in which popular movie franchise?
American Pie.
3-3. Back in your wheelhouse. Question number five. A concert film from Olivia Rodrigo's Guts World Tour will air on Netflix the 29th of this month. Name the boy Olivia's breakout song Driver's License is about.
The real guy?
Yes.
Jacob Elordi?
Oh, so close, Kennedy.
Austin Butler?
Oh.
I don't know.
I do love that Kevin said Joe Jonas, which was also incorrect. Joshua Bassett.
Joshua Bassett.
Joshua Bassett.
Oh, who gosh.
Yes.
Tip Kevin. Of your tongue, I know.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
so
right there. Just right there.
I had a drink with him the other night.
Kevin, you and me both, buddy.
3-3 is the final score, Kennedy, with the tie gets the win. But Kevin, you're not leaving empty-handed. I have a pair of concert tickets for you to see a brand new artist. Her name is Gracie Abrams. She's going to be performing at the MGM Music Hall on October 9th. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. I think your daughter's going to be very happy about this.
That's awesome, guys. Thank you. That's
no, thank you. We appreciate you listening. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Kevin?
My name is Kevin. I'm from Situate, and I still can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Lamar from Lowell.
Hey, Lamar.
Lowell.
How you doing, Kennedy?
Doing well.
Lowell.
You headed down to the garden to go see Sabrina Carpenter right now, Lamar?
Nah. I'm on my way to work.
got a job to do. I got a job, Carson.
Yeah.
Lowell.
I'm sure my daughter would love it.
All right, good deal. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
How old's your daughter, by the way?
She's 11.
Oh, yeah. So what is that, sixth grade, fifth grade?
Sixth grade, indeed.
Yeah. And does she act like she's 25?
At times.
Yeah.
At times.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number one. Joe Jonas removed the Diddy reference from his song Cake by the Ocean during a Joe Bro song in Paris. Can you name the band that Joe was in when he made the song Cake by the Ocean?
The Jonas Brothers.
Question number two, Ashley Simpson turning 40 today. She famously got caught lip syncing on live TV and then did a little jig dance off the stage. Which TV show did that happen on?
That was...
I'll give you a hint. They're celebrating their 50th year on the air this year.
Come on. New Year's Rockin' Eve. Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
All right. Question number three. Americans are panic buying toilet paper again because of the strike that is happening down on the docks, but experts say there's no reason to. Over 90% of our toilet paper comes from the United States and Canada and Mexico, and it can get here by trucks.
Guys, you're going to panic buy bananas, not toilet paper. Aren't you listening?
Which toilet paper brand uses bears as their mascot?
That would be Charmin.
And those little rapping bear commercials they do are fire.
They are pretty good. Kevin, sure, Kevin Richardson from the Backstreet Boys turns 53 today. Take a listen to this BSB song and then finish the lyric.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Finish the lyric.
Everything you need me to be.
And question number five. Pink Floyd sold their music catalog and the name and likeness rights to Sony Music for $400 million. Can you name the band that sold their music catalog over the summer for the highest amount in history, almost $1.3 billion? And I'll give you a hint on this one. They sing the song We Are the Champions.
That would be Queen.
Let's go. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Lamar from Lowell.
Lowell.
Got two out of five.
All right. Well done, my friend.
These are tough, though, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Joe Jonas removed the Diddy reference from his song Cake by the Ocean during a Jonas Brothers song in Paris. Can you name the band Joe was in when he made that song Cake by the Ocean?
DNCE.
Yes, DNCE was that band. 1-0. Ashley Simpson turns 40 today. She famously got caught lip-syncing on live TV and then did an Irish jig off the stage. Which TV show did that happen on?
Saturday Night Live.
2-0. Americans are panic buying toilet paper again because of the strike that is happening on the docks, but experts say there's no reason to. 90% of our toilet paper comes from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
Yep. Don't be that guy.
No boats.
Don't be that guy.
Which toilet paper brand uses bears as their mascot?
Charmin.
Could you name another brand of toilet paper?
Scott.
Cottonelle.
Cottonelle. Does Bounty do toilet paper or just paper towels?
Mm. No, they're the quicker picker upper. I think it's just paper towels.
Paper towels and napkin.
Lamar knows his, he knows his paper products. 3-1, question number 4. Kevin Richardson from BSB turns 53 today. Take a listen to this song and then finish the lyric.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
You better rock your body. Now? It's like, is it now or right? I don't know. Do you rock your body right or do you rock your body now?
Both, if you're
Kevin
good.
Kevin says now.
All right. It is 4-1. Question number 5. Pink Floyd sold their music catalog along with their name and likeness rights to Sony Music for $400 million. Which band sold their music catalog over the summer for the highest amount in history, almost $1.3 billion? And I'll give you a hint, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
They sing the song, We Are the Champions.
Oh, Queen.
It is, in fact, Queen. Nice job. Ooh. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Lamar, we do appreciate you listening and playing, and you're not walking away empty-handed. We have for you a King's Party Package for you and five friends. That's going to be bowling, the whole situation. We're picking up the tab. And you are in the running for the grand prize. This is cool. You'll get a party for up to 10 people. And I'm coming along with you, whether you like it or not.
I expect that.
He's like, could we not have that part of the prize and just have the party for 10? Nope, you're stuck with me. Might have to buy a special Carson Kennedy bowling shirt for that trip, Kennedy. All right, Lamar, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Lamar from Lowell, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Allie from Waltham's on now.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Allie works in cancer research.
And we love to hear it.
Thank you. Really sorry to hear what you've been going through, but that's
all right,
the blessing you're
doing. We're going to get through it. We're going to get through it.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Allie?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening, Allie. Question number one. It was 32 years ago today in 1992. Bill Gates headed the Forbes list of the richest Americans for the first time with a net worth of $6 billion. His fortune is currently $106 billion. Which company did Bill Gates found that led to his wealth?
Microsoft.
The first fast food burger chain in the United States was White Castle. It was established in 1921 and the first chain to have every store make its food by one standard. What is the name of the stoner comedy movie with White Castle in the title?
I think it's a Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
I thought it was McDonald's. I had no idea about White Castle.
Yeah, you learn something new every day.
A live-action Rugrats movie is in the works. The babies will be CGI. What is the name of the lead baby in Rugrats?
Tommy Pickle.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Jason Kelsey.
That's a staple. I still have that orange VHS somewhere.
Jason Kelsey and Stevie Nicks are collaborating on a holiday album. Kelsey previously released two holiday albums for charity. Jason Kelsey played his entire NFL career on one team, even beating the Patriots in a Super Bowl. Which team did he play for?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
And Gwen Stefani turns 55 today. Which artist features on her hit song, Sweet Escape?
This is taking me back. I think maybe Akon?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Wow.
Kennedy, hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
How your mama and them?
She's good, and they're good.
Allie got 5 out of 5.
Of course she did.
She knows a lot about a lot of different stuff.
She does cancer research and knows pop culture trivia.
That's my favorite thing.
Yep. All right, these are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. Adds to the suspense. Can you handle it?
Yep.
The tension is palpable, Dan.
Yep. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. That's palpitation.
32 years ago today, in 1992, Bill Gates headed the Forbes list of the richest Americans for the first time with a net worth of a paltry $6 billion. His fortune is currently at $106 billion.
Little come up.
Which company did Bill Gates found that led to his wealth?
Microsoft.
I thought he was giving it all away. It's hard to give away that much money. He's walking the streets, handing out $1,000 bills. I don't know if that's true. The first fast food burger chain in the United States was White Castle. It was established in 1921, and they were the first to have every store make its food by one standard. What is the name of the stoner comedy movie with White Castle in the title?
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
A live-action Rugrats movie is in the works. The babies will be CGI. What is the name of the lead baby in Rugrats?
Tommy Pickles.
If it's CGI, then it's not live action. I don't know what they're talking about.
Jason Kelsey and Stevie Nicks are collaborating on a holiday album. Kelsey had previously released two holiday albums for charity. Jason Kelsey played his entire NFL career on one team, even beating the Patriots in a Super Bowl. Which team did he play for?
The Eagles.
Gwen Stefani turns 55 today. Which artist features on her hit song, Sweet Escape? Would you like a hint?
Did you give her one?
No.
No.
Then no.
I wasn't going to give you one.
You know, I don't know.
No?
No, I can hear the song in my head. I don't hear anybody else on it.
All right. Question number one, you said Microsoft. That is correct. Question number two, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. Thank you to the person that texted in. McDonald's was founded in 1940, White Castle in 1921. Question number three, you said Tommy Pickles. That is correct. Question number four, the Eagles. Question number five, Akon Kennedy is the correct answer.
Yeah, he does the wee.
That's it.
And he does
That's considered a feature?
He does the bridge at the end.
No, he's in it too. He's got a little.
I literally don't feel like I've ever heard that.
All right, well,
Allie knew.
I'm going to play it for you.
Like maybe it's not the radio edit because that's all I ever hear. I don't really know.
No, it's the original.
Good enough?
Yeah.
No,
it's a very small.
Girl.
It's a very small part.
Well, I'll play it for you here in 3 minutes, Kennedy. You can hear Akon singing his little heart out.
All righty, Dan.
5-4. Allie gets the win. Put it on the big board. That is loss number 424, Kennedy.
All right.
Allie, if you are as good at cancer research as you are as pop culture trivia, we'll have this thing wrapped up soon.
Yeah, I'm a little worried with how fast I knew Tommy Pickles compared to my day job.
All right. Well, you've got the $100. Congratulations to you. Hashtag suck it. Sal, Kennedy, what do you want to say to Allie before she goes?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Allie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.